Page 44, measure number 24-468, City of Kaiser, establishes a library services fee within the City of Kaiser. Question, shall the City of Kaiser establish a library services fee within the city limits? Summary, Kaiser City Council wishes to establish a Kaiser Public Library. The current city budget cannot produce sufficient revenues for an ongoing and sustained operation of a library. Kaiser City Council adopted an ordinance to be referred to the voters to establish a library services fee at an initial amount of no more than $2.50 per month for each resident or non-residential unit or premises in the City of Kaiser. The fee would not be increased more than 10% in a 12-month period. Approval of this measure would establish a library services fee within Kaiser City limits. Explanatory statement. Approval of this measure would establish a library services fee within the City of Kaiser. Kaiser City Council wishes to establish a Kaiser Public Library. The current city budget cannot produce sufficient revenues for ongoing and sustained operation of a library. The City Council of the City of Kaiser has adopted Ordinance Number 2022-847, establishing a library services fee, and referred the ordinance to the voters. The initial amount of the fee cannot be more than $2.50 per month for each residential and non-residential unit. The fee could not be increased more than 10% in any 12-month period. The council must hold a public hearing prior to adopting any fee increase or decrease. The fees would be placed in a fund dedicated for library services. A yes vote means a library services fee is established. A no vote means that a library services fee will not be established within Kaiser. Information submitted by Kathy Clark, Mayor, City of Kaiser. No arguments were filed in opposition to this measure. Page 45. An argument in support of 24-468. Yes for Kaiser Public Library, measure 24-468. It's time for Kaiser to have a public library. Kaiser Community Library and its volunteers have served our community well for the last 34 years. However, Kaiser's diverse community needs essential services beyond current financial and volunteer resources. To make this long-time dream a reality, Kaiser residents are urged to vote yes on Measure 24-468. This will provide public funding for a Kaiser Public Library for only $2.50 a month, billed every other month at $5 on the Kaiser City Services bill. Community members will have access to a full-service public library in the city. This is a true bargain for Kaiser residents. Find out more at www.yesforkaiserpubliclibrary.org. Currently, Kaiser is the only city in Oregon with a population of more than 3,500 that does not provide vital services through a publicly funded library. Comparably sized cities spend between 4 and 7 times more per person annually. Here's what a yes vote will get us. Professionally trained staff, full-time professional library director and children's librarian, expanded hours and on-site reference and reader's advisory services, enhanced programming, literacy programs and events for adults, outreach to seniors, and expanded children's programs in English and Spanish, larger collection, annual book budget for materials specific to Kaiser community needs and interests to build a book collection that reflects Kaiser's diversity, improved technology, improved internet and network capacity, increased printing capacity and reliability, and 24/7 online reference service. We are proud to count the following Kaiser leaders as honorary co-chairs of the Yes for Kaiser Public Library campaign: Kaiser Mayor Kathy Clark, Oregon State Senator Kim Thatcher, Community Leader Richard Walsh, Community Leader Dick Withnell. This opportunity to create a public library has been a long time coming. Vote yes for a stronger Kaiser. Vote yes for Kaiser Public Library. A first-class city like Kaiser needs a first-class library. Please vote yes for the Kaiser Public Library. Dick Withnell. This information furnished by B.J. Toe on behalf of Yes for Kaiser Public Library. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar.